From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. At least four people are dead after tornadoes swept across Oklahoma this weekend. Governor Kevin Stitt.
You just can't believe the destruction. Like, it seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Julie Cox lives in Sulphur, Oklahoma.
I mean, it's just devastation. I mean, I have a lot of friends that own, you know, this whole street. We're all like family here.
Rescue teams going house to house looking for people. Federal help's on way to Omaha, Nebraska, after tornadoes destroyed dozens of businesses and homes over the weekend in the area. Pro-Palestinian protesters scuffling with counter-protesters at UCLA.
No more hiding, no more fear!
And these anti-Gaza war protesters on Connecticut's New Haven Green.
We came here to support the cause. We came here to show that Palestinians are humans. We came here to show that we support humanity.
Hamas says it's reviewing a response from Israel to a ceasefire offer the militant group made recently. Off the coast of Gaza, a project of the U.S. military is building an offshore pier so more food, fuel, and water can get to people in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken returns to Israel this week, says White House National Security official John Kirby.
If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place.
Kirby on ABC's This Week. Ukraine's troops have been forced to make a tactical retreat from three villages in the east, says the country's army chief. He warns they need more weapons from that U.S. aid package. Back open after a fiery freight train derailment, Interstate 40 in both directions as fire crews continue to watch over controlled burn of remaining fuel that spilled. This near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. That from a local fire chief. Shot wounded Houston, Texas wide receiver Tank Dell in Sanford, Florida last night. Not seriously hurt, says the team. Released from the hospital. You're listening to ABC News. Election snapshot. A January poll from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution found that 1 in 10 black voters in Georgia say they don't plan to vote this November. Senator Raphael Warnock, Georgia Democrat.
Not to vote is to vote. It is to push Donald Trump a little bit closer to the White House, and that is a dangerous proposition.
Senator Warnock says he's optimistic. Right now, polling shows Mr. Trump leading President Biden by an average of 6 points in Georgia. Former President Trump's porn star hush money trial in New York resumes Tuesday. Prosecutors have not told who'll be testifying, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
They refuse to give the defense a heads up out of fear that Trump is only going to verbally attack witnesses. Testimony is going to resume on Tuesday with a banker who's taking the jury through the granular details about the shell company Michael Cohen set up secretly to pay Stormy Daniels her hush money.
This heads up about what new info this week could affect prices of stocks and numbers in mutual funds from ABC's Daria Albinger.
We're heading into prime real estate season, and we'll get a look at home prices in 20 major cities when the S&P Case-Shiller Index is released on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, look for a new report on consumer confidence.
And Friday, the monthly reports on job creation and unemployment come out from the Labor Department. There is an acute shortage of cash in Cuba. Cash machines often run out empty. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.